going 100 miles an hour here, and my body and my brain can't keep up. Can't.
So, where are you right now? East Coast?
I am in North Carolina.
Okay. That's probably on the East Coast.
That's what?
Probably on the East Coast.
Yeah, that would be on the East Coast.
I've never been, so.
It's 90 degrees and raining.
Oh, God, that sounds miserable.
Yeah, it's not great.
No. So, my boss broke production today? Today? No, last week. And nobody found out about it until like 4:30 today. And so we fixed it. But then he got me real good. He broke it again, and he's not even here. So now I gotta rush home and hop on a computer and see if I can refix it.
That doesn't sound cool. Why does your boss keep breaking things? Tell him to knock it off.
Because when you get to a certain level, you just kind of, you do things the quick way as opposed to going through the process. And I'm very used to the process. I'm very good at the process. So when I release code, it doesn't break. He's not used to it. So, yeah.
Right. Because bosses don't actually do the work. They just manage people. That's
right,
why
exactly.
They're the boss.
He should be letting me do the release as opposed to him doing the release. But whatever. Whatever. It's fine. I just, you know, I need a half hour when I get home, and I'm supposed to be going to the gym and watching the kids and getting dinner ready and all that stuff. But it's fine. It's fine.
I'm so proud of you.
Are you? Oh, for going to the gym?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's. I mean, we go like 20 minutes a day, 3 days a week, but at least we're doing something.
Hey, 20 minutes a day.
It's a lot more.
I usually don't have one. I get 10 more minutes. I'm lucky.
Yeah, good times, good times. I wish it wasn't broken. I wish it wouldn't break at 5 o'clock p.m.
What water? Holy crap, why is there no water anywhere here?
Because they want you to open that mini bar.
Huh?
They want you to open the mini bar.
It's like it's okay. It's like the low, low Hilton end.
Yeah.
There's a freaking vending machine up here. All right, sorry.
That's okay. So your day has been good.
My day has been good?
Has it?
Yeah.
Good.
Not bad.
Not bad.
Enjoyed some time. Oh my God, I gotta tell you a story. I can't. While I'm walking around.
Sorry, those are the kinds of stories I want to hear.
So, there's a girl that's crazy that's part of CRRC.
Is that the new company?
Huh?
Is that the new company? CRRC?
No, CRRC is the association that...
I think I lost you. I think you might be back.
You think what?
Oh, I lost you for like a good 10 seconds there.
Oh, I said CRRC. It's who everybody's a part of. David, Doug, you know, all those
gotcha.
People.
Gotcha. Okay, okay. The Italian Mafia.
Yeah, the Italian Mafia. That's the one.
Okay, so what about her? Crazy?
She's crazy.
How so?
Hold on a second. So, we all got massages, right?
Okay.
Ed Co. paid for it.
Totally
all
normal.
The women there.
Yeah.
Yeah. All the women there. So, bluff, right?
I keep losing you.
Because I'm going up and down elevators.
Oh, that's probably why. Okay.
Can you hear me?
So all the women got massages.
Yeah, so everybody's getting massages and whatnot. And it's in a resort, so it's in, you know, they have the spa and the jacuzzis and the saunas and everything that's all when you go into the spa.
Right.
So this girl, she's nuts anyways. We're at the vendor showcase, which is basically where everybody has all their booths, and there's hundreds of people everywhere.
Right.
And she's telling me she's like, did you shower? And I was like, no, I didn't. I took a run after my massage. And she's like, you should have taken a shower. And then she proceeds to tell me how there's shower heads coming from every direction, and it's the best place to masturbate in the world, and that there's basically a wand in the shower. And I'm like, I said, is this open? And she's like, well, no, there's a drape across. She's like, but, you know, can't be too loud about it. And I'm like, oh, my God. So she's going on about this for like 10 minutes.
I like this girl.
At the booth.
Yeah.
She's talking about her vibrator and how she's brought plenty of batteries, so it's all good.
She's
like, Carissa, you have to go. You have to go use the shower. And I'm like, okay, maybe tomorrow.
You should invite her.
I wasn't serious. I just, like, didn't know what to even say.
Which is insane because you love masturbating in the shower. Like, you enjoy the hell out of it.
Well, that's, like, the only any place I have privacy. It's not where I like to. It's just the only place I have privacy.
True.
So, then the next day she sees me and she comes up to me and she's like, so did you get to use the shower? I'm like, what the fuck, woman?
Dude, she really wants to know about you masturbating.
She is crazy.
Is she cute?
No!
Alright, see, that's a weird combination then.
Maybe she would be if she put makeup on, but she's like a very, like, free love, like, hippie kind of person.
I don't buy into that. Either you're cute or you're not cute. Makeup can highlight the cuteness, but...
Oh, honey, girls can look totally different with makeup on.
I know what girls look like with makeup off. Come on.
So, anyways, that was my experience with Jennifer Arbuckle.
Arbuckle?
Her last name is Arbuckle.
Oh, that's fantastic.
And then I was like, wait a second. I said, aren't you married? And she's like, well, I have a husband. Not on paper. I don't believe in that. And she's like, but, yeah, I have a husband. And I'm like, well, then why do you need a shower? This is a conversation we're having in the middle of hundreds of people.
Different in the shower.
And she goes, oh, well, he didn't come. That's why I have plenty of batteries. I was like, oh.
Perfect. See? She's got it down.
It was just the most, like, weird, like, when you have a conversation, you're like, I can't believe I'm having this conversation with somebody. Like, you know, it's not like I see her or talk to her regularly or have ever had any type of experiences like this or anything. It was just like the most random, like, let's masturbate. I'm like, okay.
She's definitely about that free love. Or she's a spy.
It's just so funny. And then let's see, what else happened? I'll tell you my stories.
Well, you finally got my picture, apparently.
Yes, I did. Did you send it again, or did it just finally come through?
I tried it again. I was like, all right, what if I did this, and then it worked?
What did you do?
I had to cut down the size even more.
Oh, so that other one still might come through one day?
I doubt it. I think it's way too big.
So how many times have you looked at my picture today?
I have not yet, because I did not want to come in my pants today.
Whatever.
No.
So,
And
so then I had the whole Doug thing, which I told you about, where we're in a crowded restaurant, and he comes up and he says he's going to fuck my brains out.
Yeah, that's so weird. Like, was there any build-up to that? Was he flirting? Was he texting before that?
No. No.
Was he drunk?
I don't know. His wife was, like, 10 feet away from us, too.
He must have looked amazing.
I did. I did. I looked amazing this whole trip.
Good.
And then, I mean, the tan looks great with clothes on.
Yeah, it looks pretty fucking amazing with clothes off, Carissa.
Well, it looks better with clothes on. So,
I
had that happen. And then Andrew Arata, which was the boy that tried to make out with me at GMI.
Right.
He was so drunk the whole time, he was, like, passed out drunk. So that was not a problem.
He's got an MO, definitely. This boy cannot handle his liquor and doesn't behave right.
No, but it's so funny because he'll text me, and when he texts me, it's, like, totally normal conversations. But when you see him, or when I see him, it's like, what the fuck is this with this guy?
Right, right. Well, maybe he's got, like, a ghostwriter who does the texting. This car in front of me, the rear tire is, like, wobbling. Like, it's not bolted on properly.
Straight? That's scary.
Yeah, probably has their lug nuts on backwards or something. That's weird. All right, so Andrew passed out drunk. Not a problem.
I'm just telling you I'm giving you the lowdown on everybody. David wouldn't even make eye contact with me, and Mark, our Northeast manager, noticed it, and he's like, why won't David acknowledge you?
But you should tell me.
I'm like, because his wife's nuts. He's not allowed to. And he's like, what happened? And I'm like, just don't go there, okay? So that was the David story. Brian Dragas pounced on me.
Yeah, pounced on you.
Pounced on me.
And did you let him?
I did stop it because I had to go.
Right, right. And then you were late to your meeting.
But that wasn't because of that. That was because I was making sure nobody was outside the door.
So it kind of was.
So let's see, what else? Nothing. It was boring.
No, what did you do with the pick? You said you did something with the pick.
No, I didn't.
With mine?
Huh? All
right, hold on. I'm going to find it. You said something. You said that was put to use as well and deleted, LOL. And I asked, what did you mean by put to use?
Oh. I put your picture to use.
Oh, and elaborate, please.
That's all.
That's all? Is it on your fridge?
That's all. Huh?
Is it on your fridge?
Yeah, I printed it out in the business center downstairs, and I hung it on my television.
Excellent. So are you sated for the moment, then?
Uh-huh.
Good. I'm glad to hear that. Then it was time well spent trying to get that stupid angle.
I'm stressed out right now. I'm not thinking about that stuff.
No, that's totally fine. I'm thinking about you thinking about that stuff. So really, it's like a fantasy within a conversation.
I did, and then I started going through everything I have to go over tomorrow with everybody, and then I got stressed out.
Well, that's what masturbation's for.
Yeah. So I'm sure later it'll come in handy again.
Good. Well, the memory, or you'll have to undelete it.
That's okay. I'm good at that.
Good.
So you're going home right now and going to go work more on work stuff?
No. Well, okay. I'm heading home, and then the plan is to run over to the gym, drop the girls off at the daycare. Work doesn't get. I've got shit to do after work. When they give me stuff at 5 o'clock, I'm not going to do it till like 11. That's just the way things work. because I got kids. I got things I got to deal with. I got to keep my wife happy. I got to keep my life together.
Yeah.
I got to jerk off to my colleagues. It's just, there's things that have to be done.
Your colleague? I'm not your colleague anymore.
Oh, I'm sorry. We don't work together? All right, I got to jerk off to my imaginary fuck buddy.
That's why that picture was okay.
That's why it was okay. Well, it was a reaction.
It was that nobody had enjoyed that this week, and I felt like it was such a loss that somebody needed to enjoy it.
Well, I'm glad you felt that way, because it was very unexpected. First I was like, no, she just found one. Oh, shit, no. That's Carissa. Oh, that was an exciting reaction.
Maybe I did just find one. Maybe it wasn't me.
So, yeah.
You'll never know.
No, I'm pretty sure.
You'll never know.
It's not that I know your mole or your breast line. I just, you know, I have looked.
Yeah, I've only actually physically seen you, like, 3 times.
Yeah, I got pictures.
Huh?
I got pictures.
You have pictures?
Yeah.
From the baby shower?
Not even those ones. No, I've got, you sent me a bikini picture once, so I've got that. I've got 2 bikini pictures, actually. One without your head, for some reason. God,
I prefer those ones much more without the face.
Oh, God, no.
So Andrew asked me for it. He's like, I want to picture it. He's like, you have the most smoking hot body. I want to see it.
Wait. Rugby? No. Drunken Andrew?
Drunken Andrew.
What the hell is wrong with this guy?
Oh, he's crazy. He's crazy.
No kidding. He's not wrong. Your body's hot as fuck. But...
No, so he's like, you are so smoking hot. I need to see you naked.
He needs to get his shit together if he wants to see you naked.
And so, you know what I told him?
What'd you tell him?
Well, for one thing, he's my competitor, so that's a really bad idea.
Wait. Does he work for the same company? Or does he work for a competing company?
No, he works for a different... my competition.
Okay.
So yeah. I'm like, dude, that's, like, not a good idea. Like, I don't even know if we should talk.
Excellent point.
He's like, I made out with you. I'm like, no, you raped me at a table.
Yeah, you did.
That's not making out with somebody. Grabbed them. And
I love it, like, that's his memory of it. We made out. No.
So, yeah, and then I got the question, well, why didn't you slap me? I'm like, if you thought we were making out, why would you ask why I didn't slap you?
Yeah, because apparently that's what
and
he needs to.
And then just be like, I need, at first it started out, I need a picture of your boobs. And I was like, no. And he's like, no, I just need a naked picture of you. And I'm like, no. And he's like, yes. And so, you know, and I said, you know what? I think I need some collateral.
Oh, my God. Like, it makes me a little sad that... All right, so California law, and it may not... No, you work in California. You live in California. So, yeah, this would apply. California law states that even if someone outside of your company is sexually harassing you, you still can... seek protection from that, right? And this is sexual harassment. Like, that's bad. Especially
it's not sexual harassment when I laugh at it.
No, it definitely is because it's unwanted attention.
That's the problem. That's it. Like, so like Nito and I went for a walk. I love David. He's so nice. He never does anything. Other David. He never does anything wrong or inappropriate or anything.
Are you kidding? He's like saying you too.
But he doesn't say anything or do anything. He's fine.
Okay, gotcha. All right.
He's never tried anything. He's never said a word about anything. Anyways, but he's like, he goes, I know why it's like this. And he's right. He's like, it's because you laugh. He's like, even if it's an uncomfortable laugh, it's just because you laugh.
Yeah.
And then they think because you laugh that it's okay. And
yeah.
I'm like, yeah, that totally makes sense.
Yeah.
Just like, well, I told him about the Jennifer Arbuckle experience. And it goes across the board. It's the same thing. She carried on with that conversation because I was laughing. I wasn't laughing because I was okay with the conversation. I was laughing because I was uncomfortable and I didn't know it.
Right, exactly. And, like, that's something that people don't get, that some people laugh when they're uncomfortable. They laugh when you try to mouth rape them. It's not because they're okay with it.
Right.
Ugh.
It's just, I'm not going to smack you, so I'm going to laugh uncomfortably.
Right, exactly. Like, if you had hit him in the middle of a function where his behavior was normal, like, they have normalized his... Like, that was,
but it is true. They do eventually get... I mean, they do seem to get the point sometimes that eventually nothing's going to happen.
Right. But, that, like, that's got to be tiresome, going through that with every new guy you meet.
Yeah, I do eventually get kind of into the fuck-off mood, though. It just, it's slow.
It bugs me that, like, if you were to report him, like, make a claim against him, he would absolutely be, like, retaliated against. That would...
Oh, absolutely. No. Oh, yeah. Oh, and his daddy has way too much power. His daddy is an owner of one of the companies.
Yeah, which is probably why he gets away with so much. But like,
oh, it's totally why he gets away so much. And part of it is, and I know that, is that when he texted me, he was like, he disappeared one night. And I was like, where the heck did you go? And he goes, I passed out. And he goes, I was like totally drunk the whole entire trip. And it's like, why? I don't even understand why people do that. Like, what is the fun in being drunk the whole time?
Yeah, like, it's fun.
So much that you don't even know what happened.
It's fun in the moment, but if you don't remember that, what good is that?
No, he even told me in Vegas, because I told you I hung out with him the one night at the, or he invited me to go to the Labrie thing, which is one of the big parties that they put on. And I went with him, and he didn't do any... I mean, he was hanging all over me, but he didn't do anything. He wasn't trying to rape me like he was before.
Right.
And I brought that up, and he was like, I was so drunk, I don't even remember what happened. He's like, did you do anything? I was like, no.
Oh, my God. This guy is such a piece of shit. Oh.
I know.
But, yeah.
This group's insane.
Despite the laws protecting you against retaliation, doesn't matter.
No, but that's the shit. I hate to say it, that's part of this group. So Mark was telling me how they walk by and they'll just see random people making out that are part of the association. I'm like, that's nice.
I guess so.
Yeah, and this couple that we went to dinner with that are like in their 70s, they're not married to each other. And I had to ask Lagnito, I was like, what's going on there? And he's like, oh, Louie's sleeping with Patty. Like, okay.
Yeah, no kidding. Old people, they fuck. Oh, my God, yeah.
So she was the one who started 420, and I didn't believe that. She actually was the one who started 420.
Oh, nice. Okay. Did she pick it because it was Hitler's birthday?
420? The smoking pot, I don't think she knows it's Hitler's birthday.
Oh, well. That was,
She's all about love and peace and flowers. She is a total 60s.
Maybe that's why she picked it then, to take it back, to reclaim Hitler's birthday.
Well, I really didn't give it much merit when she said it, because she was telling so many crazy stories. I was just like, okay.
It turns out they're all true.
And it turned out they were true. And then I was like, oh, right.
Oh, that's fantastic.
I do wish I could share this with other people because it is so fucking entertaining.
Well, you're stuck with me. Sorry.
I just get to tell you. You don't get to, and you're the only person I can tell. At least I can tell you.
Yeah, yeah. All right, so even if I had the opportunity to attend one of those as, like, the programmer behind Track It, I don't know if I'd want to be a part of all that.
So there was one night I was down in the bar, and that was the only one night that I kind of stayed out late, and I stayed out till like 12:30. And I just stayed there and hung out. I wasn't drinking or anything. And me and this other guy were just kind of standing in the corner, yeah, watching all the chaos around. All the people stumbling in drunk, and the wives getting mad and coming in and taking them out. And then the other wife, with the husband there, they was trying to make out with some old, ugly dude.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, Mother Effer. This is not your turn to go, dude. You didn't even stop at that stop sign.
I need to just, like, have, like, a little camera with me. I can record it.
No, they'd find you. They would know.
No, just to share it with you, so you can see. I wish you could see this. You would appreciate it so much.
No, I want Brian to wear the camera. He's going to see you.
No, I'm done. I'm over that. Let's move on.
You realize you have said that about every guy you've slept with.
And guess what?
You were not at the time.
But I actually moved on.
After they ended it.
No, I moved on to somebody else.
All right, we'll give the camera to him.
So this is my new thing. Instead of letting it get to that point, as soon as, you know, it gets scary like that, I just move on to somebody else, and then it doesn't ever turn into a problem.
Oh, I see. So you just kind of leave it behind and sweep it under the rug.
Yeah, so now I'm on to another guy. His name's Tracy.
Tracy. Okay, I've heard this name before. Just as a name, not this particular fellow.
It's perfect, because we don't talk.
Yeah, that works out.
I see him, like, twice a year.
Okay, at these conventions?
Yeah.
All right, hold on, switching you over. Dun, dun, dun.
Are you going in the house?
Yeah. Why my audio gets started again? Oh, man.
And see, what's even better about it is it's just a... Oh, wait, do you need me to not talk?
No, it's just a what?
It's just a fantasy.
Oh, well... I mean, that's fun, though. I have fantasies.
No, and that'll keep me out of trouble, too.
You like cock way too much to be held over by a fantasy.
I can't help it. So we went to a graduation party the other night. Right?
I love how...
And there was, like, the soup...
Yeah.
Super hot dude there. And James is there. And everybody else is there. And I couldn't not look. Like, I kept trying to not look, and I couldn't, like, not look.
You can look. You can look all you want.
And it made it worse because he kept looking back.
Did you spread your knees and motion to your crotch?
No.
Okay, well then, it's probably okay.
I just started thrusting my hips, that's all.
Good, that's perfect. And like, smack your own ass?
Yeah.
Alright, you got this, you're fine.
I'm putting popsicles and hot dogs in and out of my mouth.
So did James notice?
No, none of it.
Oh, I don't get him? I guess.
He spent 3 hours talking to some girl the other day, though.
Yeah? How
And you know what?
Yeah.
It actually irritated me a little bit because, not because he was talking to her, but because
there were a lot of people around.
Okay.
And it was like, okay, nobody would know, that didn't really know us. We were at like this function thing.
Yeah.
And I'm like, they're all going to think you're married to her. And when they see you leave with me, they're going to wonder what the heck.
They're going to be like, oh, wow, he scored.
Yeah. No, seriously. You spent like 3 hours talking to this girl. I'm like, okay, hello.
That's real weird. He didn't know her or anything?
No, never met her before. Just met her.
He's a man of double standards.
He is Superman of double standards. Yeah. I didn't say anything to him about it, but... No, and people kept looking at me, too, that did know that we were married, and I'm like, oh.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's a little embarrassing, but no, because he would never do anything. It's fine.
Oh, well. I mean, okay, so he does kind of have that on you because of the whole affair thing, but...
He's had an affair before.
On you?
No, but he's had an affair before.
Wait. With his old wife? When they were married?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I did not know this.
Yeah.
Okay.
And he has such double standards, and he's such a liar. I could totally see him doing it and not ever telling me, because there would be a reason for it.
Right.
And I even told him that when we got back together. I'm like, you totally cheat on me.
You mean,
like, no, he, I never. He would... I actually don't think he has, but...
You think he,
the potential's there.
He would find a way to justify cheating?
He would totally find a way to justify it.
Oh, yeah. He's that kind of guy.
So, is Hannah not home?
No, I guess she got out a little late, so it's me for now. I supposedly... Oh, motherfuckers. My order has shipped. It's not here yet. All right, never mind. I don't get a surprise today.
I do need to go, though, because I need to take a shower and enjoy myself. And I have to finish writing this list for tomorrow of things I got to do, and I'm stressed out about it.
Well, that's a very good thought to leave you on.
You can text me later, though.
All right, I will text you later.
Bye.
Bye.